something dark looming in my shadow's past. Impending sorrow, like a cloud that hangs over my head. So I just smile till I turn plastic. We all just smile till we turn plastic. Surely the sky is falling. We've been catcalling danger since day one. There is no meaning to all this failure I'm subjected to. So I just smile till I turn plastic. We all just smile till we turn plastic.
Thank you. Take you anywhere now. To sleep the fast, Skies, there's no more time for compromise. So what? So what? Fuck you. So what? So what? Fuck you. Ha!
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, it's me, Sam. I'm on tonight. I'm taking over someone's slot. Usually I'm Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern for the new listeners out there. So, yeah, a lot of things have been going on in the last month. I actually, drum roll please, have been sober for over a month. I have quit drinking, and I don't know, I did it, and I feel so good. And I know you hear people say that all the time, and it's like, yeah, I quit drinking, I'm on top of the world, blah. No, I really am. Like, everything's going great right now. I am so happy. I restarted my YouTube channel. Something that, when I was drinking, I rather went to the bar than have to like re-upload all this music. But you know, I sit there and thought of the amazing people I've met who sit there and go, "Hey, you know, I never would have met so and so if I wouldn't have went on your channel and listened to that song." Because then I was like, "Hey, he's only a couple cities over. Why don't I go see him?" You know. And I don't know, it made me feel good. I think it was when I was talking with Phil from Turncoat Collective, and it was right there the last day I drank. And, you know, I mean, I figured rock bottom, I'm done. I'm just going to be an alcoholic. And I was talking to him, and I don't know, man, just something he said just kind of like, just got me, I guess. But anyway, so Artichokification's back on YouTube, which you can find. Had to do a little rewording, so it's Artichokification Gainesville. Dun, dun, dun. So, great thing about it, you can get in touch with me on there. I no longer Facebook. I'm sorry. You guys will not be getting updates about my cats anymore. It's like, oh, what's Como doing now? Oh, what's Sam cooking now? Oh, Sam. You're not going to get that anymore. So I did start a Twitter, which you can find, Artichokification. Just type it in and you should find me on there. So, and that's basically just to promote music. If you're coming to Gainesville, I can get you a venue to play in. If you're coming to Gainesville and you want to play on the radio show, hey, come on. I want you on here. You know, I've had some great bands on here, so hop on it. Anyways, so with all that blah, 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 me talking, I'm going to do a couple PSAs. All right. So, no more homeless pets. The NMHP, a Florida nonprofit company, believes the most effective way to reduce pet overpopulation is to reduce the number of unwanted litters being born and decrease the number of dogs and cats being euthanized. NMHP operates a high-volume spay-neuter clinic, Operation Pet Snip, that is open to the public. Yeah, it makes me like, I don't get my cat fixed. I've never been somebody who can do that. I mean, I see the point of it, and I think this is a great thing. I just couldn't do it to my cat. I don't know. There's something about whenever she goes through her little being in love phase, I call it. It's really cute. I mean, it's like she just goes off into her own little world. I was like, why do I want to take that away from her? You know, would I want somebody to take that away from me? I don't know. And when the day she tells me she wants it done, or if I really think, like, if I can just get into the kitty mind, maybe then it will happen, but not until then. But feel free, if there are angry callers who are upset about this spay and neuter comment and tell me the reasons why I should spay my cat, feel free to call me. Let me know, so I'll tell you why I won't. Anyways, so World Sea Turtle Day celebration at the Florida Museum of Natural History on the UF campus, June 14th, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Celebrate World Sea Turtle Day with the Sea Turtle Conservancy. I should have read this one beforehand. Anyways, children and families are invited to tour the museum's sea turtle exhibit with staff from the sea turtle. Anyways, all right, these sea turtles. Okay, here's the other story. I'm getting my teeth fixed, so I'm really having like a lot of problems enunciating right now. So laugh with me. And if you like are a big sea turtle fan and you're mad I blew this PSA, you can call me too. I don't see the light flashing, so I'm still good. Anyways, children can also may create fun crafts to take home. Meet sea turtle scientists and play turtle trivia for a chance to win a cool prize. Visitors will also have the opportunity to speak with researchers from the Archie Carr Center for Sea Turtle Research at UF from 2 to 4 p.m. about sea turtle conservation and careers in marine biology. I'm going to stop with the PSAs right now. Wow. I think it's like grape soda I drink. Anyways, we're going to go into a little Thistle. This is off their new album. This is Tilly Lee. The album is called Gone to Bed Filthy. Ain't that the truth? Here we go on growradio.org. This is Sam with Artichokification. Let's do this. Does that sound hardcore? Anyway.
Just as funny as it can be. Tilly Lee, They say it was a rock the children found. From under it they heard an evil sound. The day when little William popped his head out of the ground. The day when little William came to town. They say he wasn't taller than a nail. A sickly little boy, poor Will was frail. And little William hated all the children for their size. So little William filled their heads with lies. So plug your ears, my darling, before bed. Pack them full of cotton and cover your head. For it won't be a nice thing that you'll hear if little William crawls into your ear.
It's too late for me, my friends. Once I gave refuge to the notion, even for a moment, there was no turning back to comfort again. Only a lifetime of defeats, more or less spectacular. So I'll march on to your court dates. I'll gather court dates of my own. I'll miss the ones in prisons and the ones who never made it there. The ones who said onward, comrades, to our death, with ruin on their breath, who waited centuries on their tongues. Lone and failed manifestos in their guns, as if defeat repeated often could someday mean we had won. Our histories of vacant lot, littered with empty bank accounts, sobbing parents' broken bones. Glorious songs and lengthy prison terms, a handful of moments that were truly our own. In between desperate gasping for air worth breathing and times worth living. In between desperate gasping for air worth breathing and times worth living.
Otherwise, between the sun and the bathtub gin, pray my cover isn't blown by the neon light stabbing down on the parking lot of Grandma Marie's Royal Windmill Inn. But the curtains stay closed and the doors stay locked all the way up and down the block as I walk into my room to turn in by the name of Jesus Christ. This grant shall stand clear of sin. The drawer is empty in my room's desk, but in a world of heathens, I come armed in the teeth of the truth, of the light, and the word. Flip to Job 38:3, murder my doubts with side, either one who is questioned by the king, but walks the earth. It's Saturday night in Moss Bluff, the sins of this weekend, only the devil knows what.
so do you. Every barricade I build, you seem to just break right through. Where are you from? I don't recall this type of apparition staring for so long. What can I do? Every shield I brace and raise, you seem to just break right.
I called off work today. It's the best decision I ever made. I could have busted my ass for a little cash, but instead I'm here and I'm having a blast. So give me a hug. And it's not because I'm drunk. It's because I know how infrequently nights like these will come when we are old and wallowing in misery. So take some time to store this moment in your memory. And if the world should end tonight, well, I'd go out with a grin. Yeah, that would be alright. At least I'd go out in good company. But that probably won't happen. But at least we can pretend the sun will never come up and this night will never end. Cause someday we'll all be old. We won't see each other for years. We might not even remember each other's names. Tonight we are together. Things couldn't be much better. So let's dance so hard that we'll never be the same. Yes, someday we will die. But tonight we are alive. So clear your throat and grab a friend, because tonight we are here. So let's drink some fucking beer and just pretend that this night will never end. Tonight we are young, and I love each and every one of you who convinced me to call off work and come have some fun.
Cause I can't walk straight to save my life. I dropped out of church to ease my mind. I still haven't found no Jesus Christ. I've lost everything that I once had. I traded it all for a cigarette. And now I surround myself with Democrats, Republicans, and independent hypocrites. I can't tell you who my leader is, but I can tell you all about myself. I don't believe in leaders. I'm not trying to start a war, but peace and violence are always knocking on the door. I don't have to prove myself to anybody, you or anyone else. Go ahead and pick your side. I'll be standing in the middle and I'll do it all over again. Yeah, I'll do it all over again. And again and again and again. I can't tell you who my leader is, but I can tell you all about myself. I don't believe in leaders. I can't tell you who my leader is, but I can tell you all about myself. I don't believe in leaders. No. Maybe they'll float up off the wall. Maybe they'll float up off the wall. Or maybe they'll float up off the wall.
Maybe you could tell. paycheck, ask your friends for scraps or hours of your boss. Don't exactly, but come next and leave it up to coin toss. But I'd keep my life for my bank, my death in a pack of clouds. Train showers for rivers, for beds, for harbors and couches.
Round them up. libertines and thinkers. Round them up, round them up, round them up. Radicals and wonders, round them up, round them up, round them up.
You're the coolest guy in the room. You're the coolest guy in the room. You started smoking Camel Blues when you were in middle school. Now your parents pay for you to party down at ECU, 'cause you're the coolest guy in the room. You're the coolest guy in the room. Your uncle knows Little Wayne, so you'll have a record deal soon. And you've never had a job, but you somehow drive a BMW. You're the coolest guy in the room. You're the coolest guy in the room. When you were 17, a girl punched a hole inside of you. So now you try to fuck every girl that talks to you, 'cause you're the coolest guy that's doomed. You're the coolest guy that's doomed.
Something wicked. Without lying, I was born to quit smoking. I was born to quit dying on that day. Not doing heroin will be easy as pissing on that day. I'll stop talking so much shit about the government, 'cause urine speaks louder than words on a politician or on a prison warden. Urine speaks louder than words. I was born to be living, I was born to be singing, I was born to be fighting. But will somebody say, is this resistance or a costume party? Either way, I think black with bandanas is a boring theme. I don't gotta tell ya, crackers are great with amnesia when they wanna forget something like centuries of racism. Say, look at the man on center stage and pay no attention while millions get locked in a cage. Riots break out in Oakland. The urine speaks louder than words on a prison warden or on a BART policeman. Urine speaks louder than words.
There's another big tribe in America that travels basically as an act of rebellion. Half punk, half tramp.
Turn it up, everybody.
They call themselves traveling
it's
kids.
It's days and days.
Others call them gutter punks.
All right, yeah, also,
oogles.
Sing along with me.
And an oogle's dog is called a doogle.
Whoa!
And beautiful, and down on our luck, wilderness y'all go shorter as bottles pile up. Cramps and scars and rags and bad tattoos, but a set of lefts and guts, laughing and singing all the way back down the hill. Singing, we can help you help yourself. We can promise life's not better once you tumble off the shelf. From that tune side, tear down those walls in which you came to the other two, made you happy anyway. Let that whiskey by your throat. The word you sing, there's so much more important than you know. Success is not about the money and it's not your social class. It's about finding your happiness, so get up off your ass and go outside. I promise that you'll never see more clear. Don't be afraid to live, you'll find out who you truly are. No one needs to know you more than you, my dear. Well, I've made my bad decisions and I can live with that. Cause even on the worst days, life's never all that bad. To feel the starlight on a freight train, see the sunrise on the road. So goddamn beautiful and it never will get old. Unlike the dark rooms with cracked walls and carpets, so stagnant, alone, gray and cold.
But every time I come back, one less tree, one more road. Well, I don't think this is home anymore. So tear down and clear out and build up. Why can't the people just be satisfied? Cause they need another stream on, they need another lane. On that road, no, but beauty has been paved. And I can't help but think about, do they understand what they've destroyed? Now their farm roads replaced with the toll way today. This don't feel like my home anymore. Why so bleak, the only words that I sing are of getting back to you and out of here. Cause I'm down on my health and I'm down on my luck. And you make me feel better, dear. Yeah!
My shoes. I stick my tongue in the holes in my teeth. I stick expletives in the holes in my thought process when I speak. My friends stick to their guns. They got a bunch in the woods of Vermont till the end times come. But Saturn says he's gonna learn to live as if the world wasn't gonna end, and I admire his strength. I'm gonna do my best to drink coffee in the morning and live as if I didn't feel lonely and hopeless and helpless, to save myself for the world where I live. And tonight, when I dream, it will be that the junkies spent all the drug money on community gardens and collective housing, and the poor kids who moved in the ghetto meeting their neighbors beside the angry ones with the yards that their friends and their dogs have been puking and shitting on. And the anarchists have started filling potholes, collecting garbage to prove we don't need governance to do these things. And I'll wake up burning Times Square as we sing.
Robbery! All right, y'all got everything you need?
Yeah.
All right, I'll hit you up in a little bit.
Get fed up with life once in a while, and I need to quit my job just to remember I'm alive. And if you wanna stay, you wanna smile. You are alive, alive, you are alive, alive, you are alive. And I remember when we were young, we said we'd always care. They said we're just naive. Look at their shoes, look at their hair. Now it's 10 years down the road, at 26 years old, who would've known we'd live so bold? I know some folks who live in trees, and others who wear business suits. We'll talk about living free. If you once had the chance to be free, and how could you decide that's not for me? But now we look around and we wonder where all of our old friends have gone. They've gone to careers and families, looking down on us for doing the same thing as when we were 18.
Like it never meant anything to them,
but it meant something to me. Wanna laugh and say we act like we're 18. We act 18 like we're still living out our dreams. In our communities, we don't care what you say. Do you remember when we were once the same? But it seems like some of us forgot what those feelings were about. There's a fine line between growing up and selling out. We can live more if we buy less.
Let's all live more.
Let's all buy less. Live more, buy less. All of our old friends have gone, they've gone to careers and families, looking down on us for doing the same thing as when we were 18.
Like it never meant anything to them,
but it meant something to me. Yeah, it meant something to me. And it meant something to me. It still means something to me.
Give me death, boy.
like any other day. If not for the blood and the rain.
Well, I once fell in love with a girl I thought I knew. She said, marry me. I said, I'll marry you. But young hearts can change and eyes learn to look a different way. I'm not strong enough to play or gamble at a good old-fashioned heartbreak. Traveling song to help them get through the hard times. So here's my traveling, here's my rambling, here's my wandering, oh my wandering song. Here's my traveling, here's my rambling, here's my wandering, oh my wandering song. Well, I once fell in love with a girl I thought I.
So small, tell me you'll be alright after it all.
protect their lives. Instead, we buy them clothes with peace signs sold in corporate shops that are made by other children. Man, this shit has gotta stop. Kids fat from McDonald's, their kids bloated from white rice. Know that they're still starving because it's bleached of nutrients. So maybe we should teach the kids how to grow their own food. In Lafayette, Tennessee. Nuked my guts and I'm cooking pot. Dope sickness killing me. I got help from 30 kids, of which I barely knew. And the best thing that they taught me was I should shut up and do. Then I went off traveling, hitching across the South. Disgusted with the ignorance which fused from people's mouths. Say that there's no class war, but they're lying through their teeth. Just seen kids get locked up for not having a place to sleep. I may wake up tomorrow underneath another bridge, but I still give you anything if I've anything to give. We can still set examples even when we've nothing left. Only then can we create a brand new world. If we set examples as the models we should be, then maybe all the kids will start to learn. Maybe we can learn from children things they can't learn from us. Like how to love each other and unconditional trust. Take what we can from that instead of teaching through fear. Be sure and remind them that no danger is near. Taking rides from strangers more times than I can count. You know if I had not, I wouldn't be around. Tell the stories that I tell you which are all so true. Something tells me there's something that I'm meant to do. Future of a much simpler life. We could all just pitch in to be